being racist is like not cool, but at least be a little more creative, you know?
I know, like not like Dora.
That's like the
comment?
Only like Latin like reference you have, reference point you I have. Know. I don't know. I feel like Dora's pretty cool, but yeah, obviously, like these girls are racist, and she should not have to deal with that.
Yeah. Welcome to Not Another Teen Drama, a podcast where we analyze the evolution of teen shows from the 90s until today. We're your hosts, Amy
and Gina, and we're on a quest to watch the pilot episode of every teen drama.
Today, we made it to the year 2020, and we will be discussing the pilot episode of Love, Victor.
Love, Victor premiered on June 17th, 2020 on Hulu and ran for 3 seasons. It follows Victor on his journey of self-discovery and his struggles with his sexual orientation.
Yeah. Have you seen the show before?
I mean, obviously. Amy. Of course. Love, Simon was like truly my personality for like a few months when it came out.
I remember you like loved Nick Robinson.
I do love Nick Robinson. Yeah. And Love, Simon came out during the MoviePass era, so I did see it at least 3 times in theaters.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was a good time. A lot of movies.
Yeah, and I read the book, Simon versus the Homo Sapiens, so, you know.
Okay, big, so you're like big, an expert.
Big I Love, Simon girly over here. Yeah, so I watched the movie, and then, of course, Love, Victor is based on, well, it's like a spinoff series of the movie because it is different characters, but in the same universe.
Right.
So, yeah, I watched all of that as well.
Oh.
But what about you?
Well, I haven't seen this one.
Have you seen Love, Simon?
I actually don't think I've seen Love, Simon. Hey! I thought I had watched it, but then I was like, wait. I've seen like the trailer so many times because I think during that period, like, the trailer was just like constantly on TV.
Yeah.
So I thought I had watched it, but then I was like, wait, did I see this? But I know what happens in the movie.
I mean, it's not that hard to figure out. Okay, so like this is like kind of a tangent, but when everyone was talking about Dear Evan Hansen, I thought Dear Evan Hansen had a similar plot to Love, Simon. But then when I, like, actually, like, watched when the Dear Evan Hansen movie came out and I watched the trailer for that and I learned what the actual plot was, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah.
Maybe on the surface, it seems kind of similar, but the actual plot is very different.
Right. I thought it was, like, a coming-of-age gay love story, but that's not what Dear Evan Hansen is.
That's probably what Dear Evan Hansen should have been.
Yes. Yeah, it's true.
But yeah, just went in a different direction. And yeah. But the names are very similar.
I guess Evan Hansen.
It's like writing a letter, I guess.
Oh, that's true. That's also what Love, Simon has that. I guess that is a similar theme, is that writing letters. Although, debatably, Dear Evan Hansen, it's a bit deceptive.
Right. Yeah, but they both involve writing letters, so.
Yeah, so basically Love, Victor follows a similar storyline to Love, Simon, but obviously Victor is our main character and he is also struggling with like coming out as gay, but his family is very different from Simon's family, so it involves a different set of circumstances. Right.
So Love, Simon is based on books, right? Mm-hmm. But is Love, Victor also based on the books?
I don't think so. I think it's just strictly based off of the movie.
Okay, so they're just like, we're gonna make another show that's similar.
I think there's only one book, like Simon versus the Homo Sapiens is like the book, like pretty beat for beat is what Love, Simon is based off of. They made Love, Simon a bit more dramatic. The book is like a much like tamer version of what the movie is, I think, even though the movie's not particularly like wild in any way.
Mm-hmm.
But and then there's another book, but I'm pretty sure it's like a similar, it's the same story just from a different character's point of view, I think. It focuses on one of like it focuses on Simon's best friend, but it's not like I don't think it's a sequel. I haven't read it, so I'm not actually sure. And then Nick Robinson is the producer, one of the producers of Love, Victor.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't sure if he was going to be in this show, but
he is. I mean, he is in the voiceover. Yeah, I was also, when I watched the first season, I was like waiting to see like if Nick Robinson was going to show up.
Yeah.
But I mean, we'll get into it, but it is a very like kind of odd concept because they kind of have to describe what happens in Love, Simon to like catch people up that didn't watch it, but then they end up making it sound like a movie that someone watched rather than like an actual happenings in this community,
in this universe, you know?
yeah this universe is very odd. But yeah, so Love, Simon came out in 2018 and this came out in 2020, so it was a couple years in between the two.
Okay.
So we can get into the character breakdown. We have Victor Salazar, played by Michael Cimino. He is this is what Wikipedia says, a new student at Creekwood High School struggling with his identity surrounding his sexual orientation and adjusting to a new city. So that's pretty much sums it up. But also, like, I noticed on this watch, like, Victor is very, like, parentified. Like, he's, like, the oldest sibling, and both of his parents really rely on him to, like, be a good sibling and be, like, even, like, kind of, like, parenting his younger siblings.
Right.
Which makes me sad for him.
Yeah, he has two younger siblings, right? And, like, his sister's only a year younger than him.
Yeah.
Right? But she just gets, like, into a lot of trouble, so he's supposed to be, like, the good kid. You know, helping his parents, not doing anything too crazy.
Yeah, we have Pilar Salazar, played by Isabella Ferreira, who is, according to Wikipedia, Victor's goth younger sister who is troubled.
Goth? I wouldn't pick her as, like, goth.
I know, I think that's funny, too, because I wouldn't describe her as goth either. And then we have Adrian Salazar, played by Mateo Fernandez, who's Victor's little brother, and he's, like, I don't know, like, 7? But I don't know. I kind of, like, forgot he existed, and I don't really understand the relevance of him, but sure. I said that about the little brother, and what was that? What was the Stargirl? I also was like, this kid sucks.
Is this? Yeah.
I don't think Adrian sucks. I just, like, don't understand his relevance.
Right.
But then we have Victor's parents, Armando Salazar, played by James Martinez, and Isabel Salazar, played by Anna Ortiz. Victor's dad, so Armando is, like, a maintenance guy. He said he's like the manager of like a bunch of apartment buildings. He like manages the like a building manager, I guess. And then I forget what Isabel does. I feel like she's like stay-at-home mom for a bit, and then maybe she gets a job later. I forget.
Okay, yeah, I don't think they mention her job in this episode.
Like, Victor mentions that she did piano lessons in Texas, but there's no piano, so I don't know what she's doing now. Then we have Felix Weston, played by Anthony Turpel, who is Victor's awkward neighbor and future best friend. I mean, I guess that's, like, implied at the end of this episode, but...
Right. I feel bad, like, for him.
He's a bit, like, quirky.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, he's, like, so embarrassing. Like, no one wants to be his friend.
Even the vice principal, like, bullies him. Which, the vice principal, she says in the beginning, oh, I used to be the drama teacher, but I've been promoted. And, like, she was the drama teacher in the movie, I think. So I think that was,
like, okay. It's like,
because, like, same Simon is, like, a part of the musical, and that's, like, a big part of, like, the movie.
Oh, nice.
And she's, like, the drama teacher. So I guess they just wanted to keep her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then we have Mia Brooks, by Rachel Hilson, who is Victor's smart friend here. I just copy and pasted all this from Wikipedia.
She's like a popular girl.
Yeah, she's popular. It says she has a quick wit and an easy laugh. Wow. But yeah, she's popular. Felix says she's like the hottest girl in the school, but she doesn't like date people. So it's like,
yeah,
she's like mysterious. She's
kind of mysterious. Yes.
Yeah. So we have Lake Merriweather, played by B.B. Wood, who is Mia's social media obsessed best friend, which I feel like they kind of dropped the social media obsessed thing at some point. But this episode, they kind of really play that up.
She has like a blog, a gossip blog.
So
at school.
So Creek Secrets is it's like, you know, like in, like, it's like a, it's not like her blog. It's like that was in the movie as well.
Oh, because like anyone can like post things.
Yeah, it's like an,
or like submit things.
I guess they don't mention it here, but it's like an anonymous Tumblr blog for in the movie, which is very funny because the movie came out in 2018 and it was already kind of dated. But yeah, it was a Tumblr where like anyone could post anonymous stuff about like the school. So like that's how like Simon found. So like he starts like messaging this like person called Blue. Because he, like, someone, like, posts anonymously, like, hey, like, I'm gay. And Simon is like, oh, shit, someone else is gay at school. And so he, like, starts messaging them. And that's how, like, they form their, like, relationship, I guess. It's, like, anonymous on both ends.
Oh, I see. Okay, that was, does like, that a make thing sense? In, yeah.
Yeah, because, like,
I feel like we had Facebook groups and stuff where you could, like, post anonymous
like,
things.
It's like, I feel like it's like a Gossip Girl situation, like a more modernized Gossip Girl where it's like people, instead of like putting in tips, they like posted themselves anonymously.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Like into all the boys, like the second, no, it's the end of the first movie where like someone posts them in the hot tub on like the school's like gossip page. It's like that kind of thing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think. Yeah.
So she's not like the owner of it. She just likes to post things on it.
It existed in like the movie. So it existed like pre-2018. Because I'm pretty sure like 2 years have passed since the movie and like 2 years have passed in like the universe as well.
Okay. Yeah.
Because like
Simon doesn't go there anymore.
Because Simon doesn't go anywhere anymore. He's just some like mythic like legend that the vice principal brags about. I don't understand. That's a very weird scene we'll get to. Yes. Yeah, so that's that. I didn't realize that like that'd be confusing if you hadn't seen the movie. But yeah, so Creek Secrets.
Yeah, because she was like, oh, I have to post this on like Creek Secrets. So I thought she was like, oh, she was like running a blog about like the school.
Yeah. But no, I guess like, she's just like maybe like a popular, like she like, posts a lot. I don't know.
She's like, I have to be the first one to break the news.
Yeah. And, like, because yeah. Because, like, Simon, like, I mean, I guess spoilers for Love, Simon, but, like, Simon gets, like, outed on Creek Secrets. Like, someone posts, like, his like, personal messages onto Creek Secrets and is, like, Simon is gay. And then, like, everyone's, like, shit, like, Simon, check Creek Secrets. Like, you've been outed.
And I see,
like,
I see.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. But obviously it worked out for Simon because now he's, like, this, like, legend story at the
everyone
school.
Loves him. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Then we have Andrew Spencer, played by Mason Gooding, who is Cuba Gooding Jr.'s son. Very exciting.
That's so funny.
He's in, he's also in like the Scream franchise and stuff.
Yeah, I recognized him.
He's in some other things. He's Creekwood's cocky and popular basketball loving jock, is what Wikipedia says. But yeah, he's also like notably Andrew Spencer is the name of like that guy from The Bachelor. He was on Katie season, I think. Did you watch Katie season?
Yeah.
His name's Andrew Spencer. I think that's his full name. Anyways, I could be wrong.
Oh.
But yeah, so he's like on the basketball team and then like he like hates Victor because Victor's good at basketball. So there's that.
Oh, Andrew S. Sorry.
Right? His name's Andrew Spencer.
It is the same name.
Okay. Wow. Interesting. Wild. And then we have Benji Campbell, played by George Sear, who we saw in Alex Rider. He was the American kid.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow, look at him. Because these shows came out the same year. So.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. Wow. That's true.
Got a lot of work.
Yeah. And then Wikipedia says he is Victor's openly gay, confident, and charming crush.
Mm. So,
yeah. He gets a whole slow-mo introduction because he's so hot.
Yes.
But yeah, that's everyone from this episode.
Okay, nice. Okay, well, we can get into the plot. Victor and his family move from Texas to Georgia for his dad's new job. They arrive at their new apartment building and meet Felix, their new neighbor. Felix gives Victor a walkie-talkie and asks to be friends. They walk to school together the next day.
Yeah, so the story at this point is that they moved to Atlanta for his dad's new job, I don't think that's true. I mean, I think he did get a new job, but, like, I don't think that's the reason they moved. I think it's revealed later why they actually moved.
Oh.
And I also think it's funny that, like, Victor's kind of, like, I mean, maybe they're from a small town in Texas, so, like, I guess this makes sense, because he's like, I'm moving to the big city. I'm going to be welcomed and, like, openly welcomed as gay right. here. Which, like, I mean, I think we're a bit biased being from, like, California and, like, growing up in the Bay Area. It's, like, the coast tend to be more progressive and more like, accepting. But to me, I would be, like, I don't know. I wouldn't. I mean, I've never been to Atlanta, so I can't speak for that specific city. But anywhere in the South, I would imagine, is, like, less accepting in general.
Yeah.
But it's probably more accepting compared to, like, whatever town they were in Texas.
Right. Yeah, because they, like, show scenes from his school in Texas. And he's like, oh, people can't be different, like, at all. Or else you'll right. get teased.
Yeah. A kid like, was, like, called gay for eating a salad.
Yeah. Stuff like that. Like, I mean, yeah, but I feel like even when I was in high school, like, not a lot of people were, like, coming out.
Right.
Like, you know, in, like, early 2010s, I guess. So I feel like, yeah, a lot of kids are probably still nervous to come out.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, even classmates of mine have, like, come out, like, after, like, during college and stuff. But, like, they like,
same.
Weren't out in high school.
Yeah, I went to a Christian high school that probably would have kicked students out for being gay. I don't know. I have no confirmed cases of that, but that wouldn't surprise me. And I do remember specifically, like, a kid in my anatomy class. I don't think he was explicitly called gay, but, like, the teacher was, like, making fun of him because he said he used a loofah in the shower.
What?
And then, like, I remember him. I don't even know why we were talking about, like, whatever, it was, like, in anatomy class, and one kid was, like, oh, yeah, like, I have a loofah, and then, like, I forget, the teacher, like, made some comment, like, about how that's feminine or, like, girly or whatever.
To wash your body.
And then I was, like, to be clean?
Please.
Why is that, like, I was, like, but, like, that was, like, like, the teachers could say shit like that and, like, get away with it, and, like, that was completely acceptable. So it's, like, of course, like, if a boy is gonna be made fun of for, like, wanting to be clean, then, of course, like, a kid that's actually, like, gay or queer is probably not going to come out in that kind of environment. I think my high school is fairly unique because it was religious, and so there's, like, that type of, like, hatred is, like, more accepted, unfortunately. But even so, like, you went to a public school and there still wasn't, like, was it super accepting?
Yeah, I can't remember anyone getting, like, actively bullied
right
for being gay, but, like, I think, you know, people just didn't feel like it was safe to come out, maybe. Or, like, maybe their families wouldn't be accepting. Or
yeah.
I mean, being in high school is hard enough, I guess.
True. So, true. You don't want to, like, risk having a thing that could possibly cause bullying.
Yeah. But hopefully now – well, I mean, I haven't been to high school in a long time. But I'm hoping now, like, maybe people are more comfortable because people are more accepting.
I think so. I worked with a youth group for a few years, like, when I, like in college and, like, out of college. So, like, 2017 to, like, 2020 is, like, kind of, I was working with, like, high schoolers. And, yeah, I think there were, like, quite a few that were, like, openly queer or, like, openly gay or, like, whatever, however they identified. And so I do think it was more accepted than – people, I mean, definitely more accepted than, like, when we were in high school, I think. But that was a very small group, so not a huge case study.
You know? Right.
But, you know, I was happy to see that. Yeah. Because, high school's a hard time.
Yeah. And I guess also for Victor, his family is religious, right? Mm-hmm. So he's, like, also having, like, more, I guess there's, like, more conflict about him coming out, or, like, internal conflict, maybe.
So. Yeah. Yeah. And they show, like, they do, like, a flashback scene of his family, like, in church, and, like, their mom puts a crucifix up in the kitchen. And so seem to be very Catholic.
Yeah.
And very conservative. And, like, I feel like his dad is, like, this kind of, like, toxic masculinity vibe.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like I've, like, that is, like, a very, like, that, like, dad is very, like, I've met that dad before, you know?
Right, yeah.
Or, like, they'll make a comment about, like, because, like, at the scene in the church, the mom is talking to, like, this guy who's, like, a hairdresser. And, like, basically the dad's like, oh, he seems a bit, like, what is, he says something in Spanish, but I think it's, like, what's the word? I guess, like, feminine or, like, you know.
He does, like, the hand.
Yeah, it is, like, the I'm trying to think of, like, the word that would maybe be, like, the English translation. But, yeah. Yeah, he's like, oh, he's a bit, you know, like, you know, gay or feminine or whatever. And it's, like, the need to, like, comment on that feels... like, just very unnecessary, you know? Where it's, like, and? Like, what is... what? Why are you bringing that up? Like, what's the point of you saying that? You're trying to, like, diminish that person or, like, talk down about them. Right, and, like,
he, like, kind of... he's, like, making a joke, basically.
It's, like, derogatory. Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, expecting, like, other people to laugh, you know? So it's, like...
right.
You know, why is that a joke? You know,
right? And it's like obviously like a bad thing because like mom's like, no, stop that! Like don't say that about them because it's like an insult to be like, you know. But I mean, right. Yeah, and it's obviously. I mean, I guess not obviously, but like he's at least closeted at church, it seems. But yeah, but like Victor's like seeing this between his parents, and he's like, you know, I don't want my dad saying that about me, so
right. It's not very supportive environment. Yeah,
they have a similar movie or similar scene in the movie where like Simon and his whole family watch The Bachelor, and I don't remember what season they're watching in that.
Is it like, I'm like, is wondering, it real?
Yeah, they're like they show a scene, I think,
like a real scene from The Bachelor or like a
I can't remember scene. But they definitely are watching, like, The Bachelor.
Oh.
And now I'm like, was Colton Underwood that year? Because, like, but because, like, the dad makes a comment, shadow. Like, I feel like The Bachelor's, like, he's, like, kind of gay or something. Like, he says that when they're watching The Bachelor together. And then that's, like, the scene where, like, Simon's like, oh, like, maybe it's not safe to be gay here.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Which now I'm kind of like, what if it was Colton season? But yeah, so it's like a kind of a parallel to that. And the parents in like Love, Simon, or the dad is like Josh Duhamel in Love, Simon.
Oh. So.
It's like Jennifer Garner and Josh Duhamel as the parents. Yeah. It's like, wow.
I feel like, yeah, Jennifer Garner is like always playing like the mom these days.
Yeah.
Like she's playing a lot of moms.
Yeah, and then they meet Felix at their new apartment. And he's obviously eager to make a new friend, which is, like, very, like, endearing to me. But I could understand why, like, Pilar and Victor are like, who are you?
Yeah, he's a bit, like, too eager.
Yeah.
He's very, like, oh, yeah, I'll pick you up tomorrow. Like, you know, we'll do everything together. We'll be best friends.
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
Please. Which... I mean, it would be kind of fun to, like, have a friend. I mean, if you live in an apartment, like, the same apartment building or, like, a friend in the same neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That would be fun. And he gives him, like, a walkie-talkie. And he's like, we can talk with these. And he's like, why can't we just text? And he's like, what happened to the whimsy? Or something. And I was like.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that is very cute. I like that.
Yeah. I mean, remember that time we went on that, like, trip together, and I was like, we should get walkie-talkie so we can talk between the cars, and everyone's like, that's a stupid idea. And then we were driving and then we lost service, and I was like, whose stupid idea is it now? If we had walkie-talkies, we wouldn't need service to talk to each other.
True. I definitely used to use walkie-talkies a lot, like, as a kid.
Yeah,
like, we had a lot of them, but yeah, I don't know what happened to them.
So I mean, you know,
after cell phones,
let some whimsy back in your life. I'll get walkie-talkies for our next, like, friend trip.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very good for cars, if you're carpooling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, we used, like, walkie-talkies at, like, when I worked at Winchester.
Oh.
Like, we had, like, all the, like, managers had walkie-talkies. So, like, if you were on a different part of the, like, grounds, I guess you would say, then, like, you could be, like...
Mm. Yeah, I guess a lot of, like... I don't know. I feel like a lot of jobs use walkie-talkies.
Mm-hmm. Or,
I don't know,
like, security guards or, and yeah. stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm.
Then you and you can also talk to, like, a lot of people at once. You
right. know,
like, a phone call usually is just, like, between two people.
It's
but...
like a group chat through yeah. walkie-talkies.
Yeah.
My family used to use them when we went to Disneyland, too. Ooh. So we could split up. And before cell phones, we could, like, talk to each other. But, like, sometimes you would get on the same station as, like, a random other person. And then you'd be like, Amy, Amy. And then it'd be like, hi, this is George. And you'd be like, who? And then you could just switch channels.
Please.
Because there's only, like, 10 channels or something. And you had to, like, right. make sure you go the right one.
Yeah.
I wonder if my dad still has the walkie-talkies. Maybe I could steal them.
Yeah. That'd be fun. Yeah, I know. I wanted to use it, like, for, like, festivals and stuff, but I think a lot of them, like, say you can't bring them in.
Oh, kinda interesting.
Rude. Yeah. It's like, sometimes the service isn't very good.
Right, yeah. I think, I'm going to go to the bathroom, bring my walkie-talkie with me so I don't get
yeah.
lost.
Yeah. But... Mm.
At school, the vice principal tells Victor about Simon's big romantic gesture at the Winter Carnival a few years ago. Victor meets Lake and Mia and tells them that he is single. He sees Benji and is immediately infatuated. During PE, the coach asks him to join the basketball team, but it costs $500 to join.
Yeah, so we hear about Simon's big, big romantic gesture.
Yes.
Which he rode the Ferris wheel. And, like, told the guy to meet him there?
So, basically, yeah. So, basically, like, I said, like, he was messaging this, like, guy called Blue through he found on Creek Secrets. And they've been, like, messaging back and forth. And, like, Simon, the whole movie, trying to figure out who he is.
Mm.
But he, like, can't, you know, like, he doesn't figure it out. But then, like, once Simon is outed, like, Blue is, like, afraid to talk to him because he doesn't want to be outed. And so Simon posts on Creek Secrets and he's like, hey, like, Blue, like, I don't know who you are, but if you want, if you're, like, I really, like, and the whole, like, love Simon thing is because, like, he normally says, like, sincerely, and then, like, one time he says love Simon, he's like, oh, shit, like, I didn't mean to say love, like, oh, no, but he's like, oh, I'm, like, serious about this, like, if you're serious about me as well, like, come to the Winter Carnival. Like, I'm going to be on the Ferris wheel and I'll know it's you because you'll come and you'll ride with me. And so he, like, gets all these tickets and he, like, just literally rides the Ferris wheel until, like, someone comes up and, like, everyone's all the post on Creek Secrets. So everyone's, like, surrounding the Ferris wheel and it's like, oh, like, who's it going to be? Like, who's it going to be? And so then, like, he has, like, the last ticket and he gives the last ticket to, like, the ticket taker guy. And then Blue comes up. Who is actually, like, he mentions his name, Bram, in, like, this, in this episode, who's, like, this, like, jock who, like, Simon knew, but he didn't know that he was gay, so he, like, didn't suspect him. Mm. And so he, like, is like, hey, like, can I ride with you? And Simon's like, actually, like, I'm kind of, like, waiting for someone. And then he's like, no, like, you're waiting for me, you dummy. Like, let me on the ride. And so then they, like, ride on the Ferris wheel and they, like, kiss. And it's like, oh my gosh. Yay.
Wow. And everyone cheered.
It's like, yeah, it's like very, like, one of those Tumblr posts, you know, where it's like, I stood up to the bullies in the middle of history class and the teacher cheered for me. And it's like, yeah, that never happened.
Everyone clapped. Right.
Everyone clapped. Yeah. That'd be so like, that's that.
Yeah, that's cute. That'd be so funny if, like, Bram, like, didn't know anything and he was just like, oh, I want to ride the Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
I'd be like, wow, clueless.
Oh, no. But. Yeah. So, yeah, I guess they're, I mean, like, did you have, like, any type, was there any type of, like, legend story at your high school? Because, like, it would be so weird if, like, vice principal just, like, randomly brought up a former student from, like, 3 years ago. It's like, oh, my God, there's this, like, iconic promposal, like, 3 years ago. Like, right. That was not a thing. I mean, promposals weren't that big of a thing when we were in high school. They became bigger after, I think, but...
I think, well, promposals were pretty, like, pretty big at my school.
Mm.
Like, basically, if you wanted to ask someone out to a dance, you had to do, like, something.
Oh,
like, you had
wow.
to have, like, a poster or flowers and all that stuff. Get your friends involved.
Wow.
But we didn't have any, like, legends.
Right.
I remember one, one guy did like a flash mob for a promposal, but yeah, there wasn't, I don't think anything that like the teachers would like talk about years later.
Right. I feel like there were some stories that like teachers would talk about, like the senior prank that people did. Like, yeah. But it wasn't like about an individual person. It was like about like, oh, mm-hmm. and this year they did the senior prank. I remember one promposal where a guy like dressed up as a gorilla and like was in a tree with a sign, like the tree in the middle of the quad. And then like after that, like the teachers had to like ban, like the administration banned anyone like getting in the tree for promposals, which like lame. It's like always like someone pushes the boundaries and the administration's like, you can't do that anymore. It's like, you're no fun.
Yeah, anything like remotely dangerous.
Nope, it wasn't canceled. Even a big tree though. Like, whatever. Okay. Like, you're letting people play like tackle football, but you're not letting people climb trees. Like, I'm sorry, but which one's more dangerous?
Yeah. But I guess Simon is kind of like a legend because the way Victor talks about Simon, like, I thought that Simon was like a celebrity in the beginning. I was like, oh, he's like famous. He got famous after this.
No.
But I was like, no, he's just like another student who graduated.
No, he just like came out in high school and was like accepted and like went to New York for college. I was like, it.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, how does Victor know so much about Simon?
Right, right.
He was like, oh, you're like have a perfect family and like your high school life was so good and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I guess, like, because, like, the vice principal tells that story, but then, like, I guess maybe he hears other things later. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe he does some, like, Instagram stalking.
Yeah, I probably just Instagram stalking, for sure.
Just, like, he just is making a lot of, like, assumptions about his life, maybe.
Right, and he, like, sends this long-ass message to him, like, later, and you're like, okay, I don't know if this is the best way to channel your frustration, but good luck.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Victor meets Lake and Mia when Lake is like, I need to take photos of you. I'm going to need to post about the new kid on Creek Secrets. And she's like asking him, like, are you cuffed?
Right.
And he's like, what? He's like, what does she say? Are you locked down? He's like, what? He's like, do you have a girlfriend? Which I feel like we're maybe slowly like getting into the place where, like, you don't assume, like, heterosexuality is, like, not assumed, maybe?
Right, you would probably be like, oh, are you seeing anybody?
Right, right. Like, I feel like they're really trying to emphasize, like, the heteronormativity in this school, I guess. But then, like, we find out, like, Benji is, like, openly gay. So it's, like, but also maybe he's, like, openly, like, he's accepted because he's also cool. I don't know. Like, it's unclear.
Yeah, but like it's still the same, like the first thing that like Felix talks about Benji, you know,
he's introducing Benji.
And then he's like, oh well, he's gay, you know.
Yeah, he's like, he's gay, so you like it's fine to like hang out with him, but you don't want people getting the wrong idea. So it's like if you hang out with him, you'll be associated with gayness, which like is implied to be bad. Like he says, I'm okay with it. It's kind of like when people are like, you know, like it's okay if you're gay. It's like, don't be gay around me. You know, like where it's like,
or like just
you say you don't have a problem
it.
With it. Right. You say you don't have a problem with it, but then you're like uncomfortable around it. So it's like, don't know. But like Victor loses his opportunity to just like start anew and like be gay at, or like be openly gay at his new school. Then he tells them he does not have a girlfriend, which, you know, that doesn't necessarily, like he doesn't, I mean, I guess it implies that he dates girls, but he doesn't explicitly say.
Yeah.
Either
I mean,
way.
It would have been a good chance to just, like, not have to, like, come out, really. You know,
right.
It's, like, kind of, like, just being, like, oh, no, I don't date girls or something.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Instead of him, like, later having to be, like, oh, I have to confess something or, like,
you know,
make it a big deal. But
yeah.
I don't think he's out to, like, anybody at this point.
No.
Right? So,
no
like,
one.
It would be, like, a really big step for him to, like, come out to the school.
Right.
So.
And I feel like after Felix made that comment about Benji, he's, like, not super, like, he's not making it, like, Felix is not making himself, like, a really good person for, like, Victor to confide in. Because it's kind of, like, oh, Like, you're afraid to be associated with Benji, so, like, you know, that's not good for me. And he, like, Victor flirts with Mia. And so Felix is like, ooh, the hot girl.
Yeah, she likes you, maybe.
Yeah, which, like, I guess it's, like, pretty easy to, like, flirt with the hot girl if you're, like, not attracted to girls, you know? Like, obviously. Right.
He's like, not even, like, super flirting. He's just, like, being friendly, but he's not, like, shy, you know?
Right.
He's,
like, right. You know. Which, like, I get that because I feel like sometimes it is, like, it's, like, when you're, like, not attracted to someone at all, then you can, like, have fun and, like, flirt with them and, like, whatever. But then as soon as, like, you see someone that you're, like, attracted to, you're, like, get nervous and you, like, are, right. It's harder to flirt with them. Like, so, like, I get that, you know?
Yeah, he's, like, way more nervous around Benji and, like, he, right. Like, can't really talk.
Right.
Because he likes him, you know?
He's like, I have some cool kicks. It's like, what?
Like, what okay. Are you saying? Please. Yeah. And then they go to PE and Victor is pretty good at basketball. So yeah. The coach is like, you're joining the team right now. Like, you don't right. Have to try out.
Right. And people like team. People say call people like gay in the locker room, which like I guess I've never been in a boys' locker room. So I guess maybe that does still happen. I don't know.
Right.
But yeah, so he's like, oh no, these people are homophobic too.
Like, yeah, it's kind of like the stereotype, like
right.
Stereotypical jocks or like, you
yeah.
Know.
Yeah.
And of course, Andrew, the star basketball player, is like kind of upset because.
Yeah, he's threatened the coach by Victor.
Likes Victor.
Yeah, but then he's like, oh, it's $500 to join the team, which like I feel like is kind of steep. Like, I feel like I mean, I didn't play basketball, but when I joined track in high school, I don't think I had to pay that much to join.
I can't really remember, like, for marching band. I know we did have to pay something.
Right.
But yeah, $500 seems like a lot.
I feel like it was, like, $100, like, $150 for, like,
yeah.
Uniform and, so like, equipment or whatever.
Right.
Like, $500 feels like a lot, and plus, like, they should have scholarship for that.
Yeah, especially, like, at a public school.
Right.
Like, you would think there's, like, funding, so you don't have to, like, pay that much.
Right. And then Victor just kind of is like, oh, $500, like...
A lot.
It's kind of a lot. Hello. It's like, that's not going to be a problem, is it? It's like, geez.
Yeah, like, please.
Way to shame a child for not having $500. But, like, what the hell?
But I guess the school is kind of like a rich school because like a lot of kids have designer bags.
Yeah.
And stuff, so.
Which like.
He just like assumes everyone can afford $500.
Which like, again, a public school, like. I don't know.
Yeah. He definitely should have, like, talked to him in private, I think. Right. Not in front of, like, everybody.
He's like, get a load of this, Andrew. Victor's poor. Like, he might as well just, like, set that to his face.
I know. What the heck? Not on his first day, too.
Yeah, I know. What a rough first day.
At lunch, Mia helps Pilar with the vending machine, and Pilar tells her about the girls that bullied her. Andrew started a GoFundMe for Victor to join the basketball team, and Victor confronts him. They get into an argument in front of everyone, and Victor spills his lunch. Benji helps him, and people make comments.
Yeah, so Pilar says that, you know, she tried to make friends and sit with them at lunch, but they called her... They said she looks like Dora if Dora was exploring in the thrift store, which...
Yeah.
Is obviously like, racist, but also, yeah. Like, why is, like, I guess, like, it's like...
Yeah, like, racist and also, like, calling her poor.
Like, right. Which, like, in 2020, like, shopping at the thrift store, I feel like, is cool again. You know, like, I don't feel like...
And, like, what she was wearing, I wouldn't say is, like, you know, someone who's poor.
Right.
You know? She just, like, likes to dress, like, a little bit more, like, alternative.
Yeah, she's more grungy.
Yeah.
But, so, yeah, it's, like... Like, have they, it's, like, very confused. I was, like, have you never seen a Latina person before? Like, what is going on? Like, that's such a basic Like, I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, like, obviously, like, being racist is, like, not cool, but at least be a little more creative, you know?
I know, like,
Dora's, like, not, like, Dora that's, like, the comments? Only, like, Latin, like, reference point you have. Know. I don't know. I feel like Dora should be cool. But, yeah, obviously, like, these girls are racist, and she should not have to deal with that. Yeah. But
and Mia's like, oh, yeah, those, like, she knows those girls are kind of bullies.
Yeah, she's like, they're going to get pregnant and drop out. Like, don't worry about them. I was like, okay. Okay, Mia. Let's fight fire with fire.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then some, like, kid comes up to Victor. He's like, I donated to your GoFundMe. And Victor's like, the hell? Like, what GoFundMe? He's like, oh, like, Andrew started it so you could get on the basketball team. GoFundMes are great. It helped me fund my trip to Israel, which, like, is, like, very random. Like, it's like, oh, we have a Jewish character, I guess. That's the implication.
I couldn't tell if he was trying to say, like, oh, GoFundMes are really common. Like, they start a lot of them for, like, different students or... Or, like, if he was saying, like, he's also poor or...
Right. It was, like, also unclear because, like, I feel like a lot of people, like, birthright is, like, a thing, right? Like, if you're Jewish,
right,
like, you can just, like, go to Israel. Like, you don't need to fundraise for it because, like, that's, like, a free trip you can go on. So I was like, what is the implication of this conversation?
Yeah, I don't know why they said, like, Israel... you know, like, they could have said, like, Japan or something, and I would have been like, oh, like, they just make GoFundMes for, like, anything.
Like a cultural immersion trip or something.
Or, like, you know, just, like, oh, I want to go on vacation, so, like, donate to my GoFundMe, you know, that kind of thing. Like, I thought that's what he was saying, but I was like, yeah, why did they pick Israel?
Yeah, I think they were trying to be like, look, Jewish people.
I don't know.
Which I'm like, what is going on? I was like, what is this?
Really random comment.
I don't know, but I also think, like, they're, like, I don't know. Like, I remember this, like, girl was doing, in college, was doing a GoFundMe for, like, her, like, study abroad. And I was like, but, like, your parents pay for your tuition. Like, what are you raising the money for? Like.
Right.
You know, like, it's a vacation. Like, it's not, like.
Yeah, like, some of the GoFundMes are, like, legitimate. You know, but some of them I think are just like for like vacation.
Right. Or, right. You know,
like silly things. So,
right. Yeah. You know. Like, I mean, obviously people do make GoFundMes for like legitimate reasons and that's like totally like valid. But yeah, I was like, I was like, I'm sorry, but like a rich kid making a GoFundMe for like something that they want to do is like not what GoFundMe's for.
Yeah. Maybe they're just like, oh, please ask your parents to like donate to me. Right. You know? Like, if you had, a, like, a lot of rich classmates, maybe, like, you're like, oh, ask your parents.
You're trying to scale them out of money. Yeah.
Yeah.
Eat the rich, right? Yeah, so then Victor goes up to Andrew and is like, what the hell, man? Like, why'd you do that? And he's like, well, I was trying to help you out because I thought you were, like, poor.
Like, yeah, you're poor.
It's like, also, like, I feel like we've seen this in, like, teen dramas where, like, making, like classism. Like, it's very, like, oh, like, that's, like, an easy target is, like, someone that's poor, which I'm, like.
Yeah.
I just, like, don't, like, I don't know. I would never, like, think to make fun of someone for circumstances they cannot control. So it's, like, what?
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's, like, most of what high school bullying is.
Right. That's you know? True. That's just,
like,
true.
Like, you're poor or, like. You have weird clothes or your hairstyle is bad.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like yeah. Very surface level. Like, yeah.
Right. And then, yeah. And then Victor, like, spills his lunch, which is nice. An orange, a sandwich, and a Sprite, which I was like, like someone just, it was like someone grabbed that off of, like, the craft services table at the shoot and was like, here you go, your lunch.
And it was, like, in a little, like, brown paper bag.
Yeah.
Like, very standard, like, high school it's, like, lunch.
So funny because, like, I remember, like, I had, like, my mom would, like, get me, like, I had, like, insulated lunch boxes. Like, in, like, this is, like, elementary school where, like, you had little ice packs so your food would stay cold and stuff. And I used to be like, Mom, like, can't you pack my lunch in a paper bag? Like... Like, it's so that's, much like, cooler if it's in a paper bag. Which is so funny because it's, like, what? Like,
yeah, so many things were, like, cool and not cool.
Right.
You know?
Right. It's, like, it's so lame. Like, my lunchbox is insulated and keeps my food cold so I don't get food poisoning. Like, Because my mom was like, I'm not going to give you a yogurt if it's in a paper bag. That's going to be like warm and gross by lunchtime, which like she had a point.
But, yeah, I had a lunchbox.
But yeah, he spills his lunch and then Benji's like, oh, let me help you. And then everyone's like, ooh, Victor and Benji. And I'm like, what? Just because you like talk to a gay person means you're like gay and interested in them. And which like, to be fair, they are correct about Victor, but like, that's not an assumption you can make.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. Like, so you can like see that like people aren't that accepting at this school.
Right.
You
know, right.
If like Benji's like the one person who's out and like people are making fun of him. Like,
right. Okay. Like, you know, in Love, Simon, there was like one out kid at the school and he was like very flamboyant. And so when Simon gets outed, there's only two gay kids at the school. And then everyone just like immediately assumes that they're dating. And so they like, they both get bullied for being gay and they get sent to the principal's office. And then the principal's like, it's totally cool. Like, that you guys are boyfriends or whatever, and like both of them are like, I'm not interested in like I'm not interested in him, he's not interested in me, like we're not each other's types, like just because we're both gay does not mean like we're interested in each other. So yeah, I guess like Simon's big romantic gesture did not like change the pulse of the school, obviously, because we're back to square one where Benji's the only gay kid and like it seems to be like he's like a definitely not like, I guess, like, not a stereotype-ness. Like, he's not, like, out and flamboyant and stuff. He's, like, but still.
It doesn't seem like he's, like, actively being, like, bullied. Like, no one's, like, pushing him in the hallways. But, like, people are just, like, making, like, little comments, you know, here and there. Just, like, not cool still.
Yeah, which is, like, and, like, Victor's, like, afraid to, like, because he's also, like, I think it is fair for, like, Victor wants to make friends. He doesn't want to be, like, isolated and, like, you know, but it's also like hard because like it comes off as like he's homophobic, you know?
Right.
If he's like, oh, I don't want to be associated with Benji because I don't want people to think I'm gay, that comes off as homophobic, but it's actually like he's just so far in the closet that he, you know, he's not comfortable with himself at this point, which like it's like a hard, being a teenager is so hard.
I know. Sad. But yeah, I mean, at least it is, like, realistic in the way that, like, Simon's one act didn't change. Like,
right.
You know, like, it didn't, like, cure, like, homophobia.
It's like that, you know? That one Hillary Duff commercial. Don't call things gay when you mean they're bad.
Right. It's like, yeah, like, one instance isn't gonna, like, change everyone's mind, you know?
Right. Yeah. Felix tells Victor that Lake posted about him on Creek Secrets and tries to cheer him up. Victor gets upset and tells him they are not friends. At home, Victor tells his parents he had a great first day and DMs Simon about how bad it was. Victor apologizes to Felix via walkie-talkie and invites him to the winter carnival. At the carnival, Victor rides the Ferris wheel with Mia.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, kind of rude of Lake. I was like, you didn't have to, like, the title was like, oh, new kid has a short fuse. I was like, okay, like, you don't have to blame him or, like, I don't know.
Yeah, she probably didn't even know how the full context of what happened.
Yeah.
And also, Andrew's the one that started the Lone Stone nickname for Felix.
Oh, really?
So he's the meanie. Yeah.
Okay, so he's the bully.
He says Andrew, bully. Like, Felix says Andrew when he tells that story to Victor, but, like, we don't meet Andrew until later, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm assuming, like, Andrew's, like, the most popular guy at school.
Yeah. I guess so.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
So he's, like, very stereotypical bully, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's a rough first day. You know,
truly,
like getting in a fight with the popular guy and getting posted about online.
Yeah.
Being called poor.
Yeah. And Felix wants to be his friend, but Victor's like, ugh, no, you're such a weirdo. Get away from me.
Yeah, I feel bad for Felix. It's like, I'm like, why does he have no friends?
Yeah, I mean, later we kind of, like, find out. I don't know if, like, this is, like, the reason he has no friends, but, like, we find out, like, more about his, like, home life and, like, how shit it is. So,
yeah, and just, they like, do more. Say, like, they do say that, like, oh, Victor, like, I heard you live in the same apartment building as Felix, so that means you're poor.
Right.
You know, so that means, like, Felix isn't wealthy either.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Yeah, and so then, like, apparently Pilar got into a fight and got detention. So then when Victor gets home, they ask him about his day, and he's like, it was great. And so he has to, like, be the good kid. And, like, mm-hmm. his mom's like, I never have to worry about you, Victor. And I was like, but maybe you should worry about him because he's your child. Like, sorry.
Yeah, not the best thing to say to your teenager.
Victor is really getting the oldest daughter treatment. You know? Yeah, like, this is, like, the typical treatment of the oldest daughter in a family. But Pilar got spared, I guess, and Victor has the oldest daughter treatment.
Yeah. She's the middle child, so she's a little bit, you know.
Yeah. Because Victor's like, remember, like, Pilar just takes some time, like, adjusting, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, shouldn't you as the parents know that? Like, why is Victor the one telling you how to parent your own child?
And, like, when he gets home, his parents are fighting. Yeah. And he has to, like, diffuse it also. You know, he's, like, very much the mediator in the whole family.
This poor kid, he needs therapy.
Yeah, so he, like, can't talk about his bad day because, like, he doesn't want to stress out his parents.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, he has, like, no one to talk to.
Yeah. Poor Victor. But, yeah, then he apologizes to Felix via walkie-talkie, and Felix is excited. He's like, yes, let's go to the carnival, which is, like, a nice, sweet moment. He's like, are you there, Felix? He's like, yes, I'm here. He's like, wait, he was like waiting with his walkie-talkie.
Right.
Victor will come around. I know he will.
Cute.
Yeah. And then he DMs Simon. He's like, Simon, you're so lucky. My life sucks. And Simon was very nice. Perfect. So, like, Simon is now, like, a sophomore in college, I think-ish.
Okay. Yeah.
So he's, like, what, 20?
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, Simon is being very nice to this child who is DMing him angry messages on Instagram. Like, what? I would be like, I don't want to talk to you. Sorry.
Yeah, I guess. Victor is probably, like, what, 16?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Simon's probably like, oh, this poor kid. He was like, he's going through the same things I went through. Like, I'm going to, like, mentor him.
Which, like, if Simon doesn't reply, the whole premise doesn't work. Because the whole, like, thing is, like, the narration is, like, the messages between them. At least in the first season. So, like, Simon has to be a nice, like older gay mentor.
Yeah, everyone needs a mentor. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we couldn't call it Love Victor if he didn't write any messages.
Right, because he says Love Victor at the end.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, oh, love already. Okay.
Well, I think Victor doesn't say love, I think.
Oh, no, Simon. Oh, no, yeah, he says sincerely Victor, and then Simon says love Simon. You're right.
So it's like, aw. But then at the carnival, he, like, gets a lot of tickets. And he's like, I'm going to go ride the Ferris wheel. And you think, like, he's going to ask out Benji. But then he goes to Mia and asks her out.
It's and like,
he's like, my story is not going to be the same as Simon's.
She's like, I'm going to deceive a girl. Which, like, just, like, safer, you know? Like, he's just, you know, he's doing what he can to protect himself. But, you know, it's not going to be he's not going to leave everyone else unscathed in his path.
Yeah, I feel like it would be better if he was just, like, pursuing, like, a friendship with Mia.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like, so you don't, like, get her hopes up, maybe.
Right. Or, like, a beard situation. Be like, hey. So I got the situation where I'm not ready to come out, but, like, will you be my beard?
Yeah. Well, I guess, like, maybe once he trusts Mia, he could just, like, come out to her.
Right.
You know? Instead of, like, pretending.
Maybe. Yeah, it's a lot more messy than that, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be a teen drama if there was no drama. So.
Facts. I mean, in Love, Simon, Simon is blackmailed with his sexuality.
Oh, yeah. So. Teen dramas love blackmail.
They do. They do indeed. But yeah, that's the end of episode one, which is, like, a nice little, like, I feel like it just kind of gives you the basic, like, background of like the world, the universe in this show, yeah. And then it has like a nice little like ends with the Ferris wheel, but it's like, but he's not with his true love, he's with a girl,
right? So yeah, it's a good setup for the season. Like, yeah. I can tell where this story is going.
Ooh, yeah. I want to hear your predictions.
Oh. Okay. Well. Should we get into, like, who's endgame?
Yeah, you know? I want to hear what you think, because I already know. Because the show ended. There's only three seasons.
Oh, it's done already? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I think he's going to, like, stay in the closet for a little while.
Yeah.
You know? Like, maybe date Mia. And then probably break up. And then he'll, like, date Benji, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you want me to tell you if you're right? Do you care about spoilers?
No.
You don't care about spoilers. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So he dates Mia, I think, for most of season one. But instead of, like, being... Well, like, I think it's, like, a thing where it's, like... She always wants to, like, do things, and he's like, I'm not ready. And it's, like, because he's gay, he doesn't want to have sex with her.
Oh.
But then I think, I don't know if it's at prom. I guess that makes sense, because, like, they're in the second semester. So I think at prom, he kisses Benji.
Uh-oh.
And Mia's like, the fuck? Like, what's going on here? So, like, he not only, like, breaks her heart, he, like, cheats on her, which is, like,
oh, no.
Very shit. But then, like, him and Benji date... I think for the next two seasons. I think they break up at one point, maybe get back together. I can't remember. I think they do get back together at the very end. And then Mia ends up dating... who do you... Okay, most of the main characters... Okay, so, like, they all pair up, basically. The ones who already met.
Okay. Does she date Felix?
No.
Oh. Andrew?
Yeah, she dates Andrew.
Oh, but Andrew.
But he becomes, like, nice. He becomes nice.
Of course. It's a redemption.
He's a redemption arc. They date, and then Lake dates Felix.
Oh, Lake dates Felix.
But she keeps him, like, a secret because she's, like, embarrassed. Oh, no.
Poor Felix.
I know. It's poor Felix. And then they end up breaking up. And then Felix dates Pilar.
Oh, okay.
But she also keeps him a secret.
Everyone's just, like, ashamed of him.
I know. Poor baby. And then Lake comes out as queer in season three and ends up dating a girl who we haven't met yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then... Oh, and there's, like, a whole thing where, like, after Victor comes out, all the guys in the locker room are, like, too scared to change in the locker room. So they, like, make him, like, use a bathroom to change it or something. They don't want to go in the locker room. It's, like, a whole thing. Which, like, that's why I feel like some of this is, like, fairly outdated, you know? Where I'm like, does this – I mean, guess maybe it happens in other places. But, like, that's, like, not okay to, like, exclude someone for their sexuality. But maybe it does happen in high schools still. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like he could, like – Well, I guess it depended on if the school enforced that, you know?
Right,
I feel like
you
could, like, sue them or
something. Right, exactly. But yeah, so that's who's endgame.
Nice. I feel like this was, like, a very cute show.
Yeah, you know? It's very sweet. Like Love, Simon gave me the same vibes as, like, To All the Boys, the first movie, and, like, Edge of 17, and, like, all those, like, teen dramas that, like, came out, like, around, like, 2018. It's very nice, like, wholesome vibe. And you know everything's gonna work out in the end. You know? It's very nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cute.
Well, that is it for this week. If you like our podcast, please give us 5 stars and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You can follow us on Instagram at Not Another Teen Drama and on TikTok at Not Another Teen Drama Pod. And next week, we will be watching Kissing Game.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.